KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Corolla with classic styling and offering up to 35 mpg, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your local Toyota dealer for all Corolla options. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, March 11th. 5 years ago, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. More on the impacts it had to San Diego's healthcare system coming up next. But first, let's do the headlines. San Diego County is looking for public input on the upcoming fiscal year's budget. County residents can take an online survey and rank their budget priorities, from housing and homelessness to public safety. The county says this information will be used to help develop its budget recommendation, set to be released on May 1st. For more information on how you can participate, go to engage.sandiegocounty.gov. The Trump administration has overhauled a cell phone app once used to let migrants get in line for asylum. The app, which had been called CBP One, can now be used by migrants to identify themselves for self-deportation. When the Trump administration first took down the app, thousands of people were left stranded at border crossings across northern Mexico. March Madness is almost upon us, and the fate of two San Diego teams will be decided this week. San Diego State and UC San Diego will play for a spot in the NCAA tournament at their respective conference championships. The Aztecs face Boise State in their first game at the Mountain West tournament this Thursday, and the Tritons play Friday in the Big West championship. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Trinity Irish Dance Company, renowned for ushering in a new direction of Irish dance to the art form it is today, March 21st at the Balboa Theater with live music. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
On this day in 2020, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says 5 years later, a crucial question remains. How prepared is San Diego for the next pandemic?
The COVID-19 pandemic tested the limits of San Diego's healthcare system. To date, it has claimed 6,653 lives.
This was a generational, once-in-a-lifetime event.
In March 2020, Dr. Juan Tovar was working in the emergency room at Scripps Mercy Hospital, Chula Vista.
So nothing that we could have done would have been able to prepare us 100% for it. But I'd like us to think that we were as prepared as we could be.
Hospitals had to improvise fast.
We created examination rooms out of cubbies. We treated patients outside. We set up two tents. We set up a trailer.
But the strain wasn't just logistical. It was emotional.
We saw patients' family members looking through windows at their family members dying. We had to hold their hands as they're dying because they were alone.
That trauma led Scripps and other hospitals to create peer support groups to help staff cope. Tovar's emergency room colleague, Dr. James Cunningham, says that uncertainty in the early days made the crisis even harder.
I think the most challenging part was the unknown and the anticipation.
Instead of a sudden surge, Cunningham says it was more of a slow rising tide of critically ill patients.
We didn't realize as well that people would get sick but stay sick for weeks. And most of the time a hospital is set up to take care of somebody in an acute illness for a few days.
Adding to the pressure, San Diego hospitals weren't just treating local patients.
In Baja California, there's over 400,000 American citizens who live there. And so a lot of those people cross the border to seek care here.
Dr. Ghazala Sharif is Scripps' chief medical officer. She says the experience forced hospitals to rethink patient flow.
So we have personally leased some beds with skilled nursing facilities so that if there's an influx of patients, we have a place to discharge patients to.
Public health experts are also working to catch the next outbreak early. At UC San Diego, researchers are leading a 5-year CDC-funded pandemic preparedness project aimed at detecting new viruses before they overwhelm hospitals. Marva Seifert is leading the study's clinical component.
Instead of just seeing when people are sick enough to go to the hospital, this program will allow us to know what's actually circulating in the community.
She says real-time data could help detect new virus strains before they spread.
So then we're better prepared when something changes, when there's a new variant or a new strain of COVID or flu that pops up, we'll be able to recognize that right away.
Sharif says the data can also help hospitals predict surges.
Predictive analytics are really helpful, not just looking at the pandemic itself, but also helping us with staffing models. So we were able to staff up when we needed to in advance, instead of just waiting for the storm to hit.
She says communication between hospitals and the county has also improved.
So I do think we have a better relationship, closer relationship with county than we did before. And we know who to call, you know, when we need something.
But even as hospitals are better prepared, the personal impact of the virus remains a challenge.
Right, a lot of different medications.
Psychiatrist Dr. Alan Lee is still experiencing the effects of long COVID. Constant fatigue forced him to stop working.
When you're sick and you're tired and then you're trying to access treatment, that's hard enough. And then this is a new illness. The story is being written as we go.
Lee says the biggest problem isn't just the illness, it's the lack of recognition.
Because without awareness, people forget, and then there's no family and friend support, which these patients need. There's no funding, which is the fuel for the research and the treatment that's needed.
Until that treatment is found, Lee says he'll continue to try anything his doctor suggests to manage his symptoms. Back at Scripps Chula Vista, Dr. Juan Tovar is optimistic about the county's future emergency response.
It feels like we're more of a community now than we were previously. It feels to me like we have something special in San Diego, and we came out of this very messed up disease state, this period, and now we're doing much better for it.
Experts agree that San Diego is in a better position than it was 5 years ago, but predicting the next pandemic remains the biggest challenge. For now, hospitals and researchers are watching potential threats closely, hoping their work will give us a head start next time. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
County Supervisor Tara Lawson-Reamer says the Trump administration's proposed federal funding cuts could impact more than 1 million San Diego residents within the year. She wants a plan to notify those affected and will present it at Tuesday's board meeting. Reporter Melissa May explains who's at risk.
San Diego County Supervisor Tara Lawson-Reamer says the cuts could threaten essential services for food, housing, and medical care.
The U.S. House budget proposal includes a 15% cut to housing assistance, jeopardizing housing security for nearly 10,000 households in San Diego. Federal food assistance programs have also been targeted, with the House Budget Committee proposing 20% cuts that could leave 400,000 families in San Diego struggling to afford groceries.
And almost 900,000 San Diegans could lose their health care. Lawson-Reamer is urging the Board of Supervisors to direct the Chief Administrative Officer to develop a clear countywide notification strategy within 30 days to inform residents at risk of losing assistance. Melissa May, KPBS News.
Hundreds marched through downtown San Diego yesterday to shine light on what they call a life and death situation. Reporter John Carroll tells us about the march to support the Environmental Protection Agency.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, climate deniers have got to go.
The protest and march was organized by the climate action group San Diego 350. Through their words and on their signs, their message was clear, a demand to the Trump administration, do more to protect the climate and start by rehiring EPA employees. David Fagey worked for the EPA for 34 years.
Urge this administration to put EPA back on its feet, that they want clean water, they want clean air, they want climate change attended to. And they don't like what's going on.
The protesters marched from the downtown federal courthouse over to San Diego City Hall. The symbolism, unmistakable. from the federal courts to local government, a plea to not only rehire the fired EPA employees, but to do more to protect the environment, because, as one sign put it, there is no Planet B. John Carroll, KPBS News.
A special election that could impact the balance of power on the County Board of Supervisors is less than a month away. Seven candidates are vying for the District 1 supervisor seat. South Bay Engagement producer Marielena Castellanos spoke with voters in the district to learn more about what issues are at stake.
Homelessness, housing stability, the arts, and prioritizing the most vulnerable. These issues were at the forefront of a conversation with voters in District 1 this month at the Sherman Heights Community Center. Sebastian Martinez lives in Chula Vista. He's the Deputy Executive Director of Community Advocates for Just and Moral Governance and has worked to help people who are experiencing homelessness.
The biggest issues for me are, number one, how the most vulnerable are going to be treated. I want to see a supervisor in that position who's not going to criminalize the unhoused. I like to see a supervisor in that position who is not going to bend to pressure to demonize immigrants.
Local artist Kim Phillips P is the art director with Southeast Art Team. She hopes the next supervisor will focus less on their personal ambitions and more on the needs of the community.
Arts and culture is very important. It's not a luxury. It is a necessity. It brings jobs to our districts. It employs artists. And so all of those are very important.
You can learn more about the upcoming special election on our website at kpbs.org/voterhub. Marielena Castellanos, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Splitero, helping homeowners pay off debt by offering streamlined access to your home's equity with no additional monthly payments or new debt. Splitero provides a lump sum of payment in exchange for a share of your home's future value. Pre-qualification is available at splitero.com.